Yes, yes. Welcome to the VIP Global Podcast. We've reached a turning point in the podcast journey, haven't we, Bronte?
We have, indeed.
And we feel like it's only right now that we pivot and we change direction slightly, mainly because we are a global podcast. We, you know, look after groups in Ibiza, Marbella, Dubai, Miami, London as well, Mykonos. So, yeah, without further ado, what are we saying for today's show, Bronte?
There we go. Yes, I'll take it away. So as you can see, it's a whole new rebrand now. We're going to dive into that later in the pod. But as a tradition, I'll start with the news of the week. Obviously, mine and Steve's journey and our trip out in Vegas. And so first off then, with the news of the week, as it is a new rebrand, I'll do the Vegas ones as that's what the whole podcast and our concierge and everything started there. But we are going to go and dive into where we actually came from, our original roots.
Exactly. But we're going to dive that into that a little bit later in the show. But for the time being, we are still going to recap on what's been happening in Vegas. Because as we're shooting this podcast, Vegas is very much active. The pool season's really in the mix. It's pretty much halfway through at the moment.
Yes.
So we're not completely turning our back on Vegas, by the way, guys. It is still obviously starting from Vegas.
I mean, it's me, guys. How can I really turn my back on Vegas?
He's have to change his name to Bronte Global now, isn't he? On all his handles. Let's talk what's been happening in Vegas. Obviously, this weekend coming up is Independence Weekend.
Yes, it is.
So we'll touch on that. And then, we'll go into a little bit more on why we're having a rebrand and stuff moving forward.
So yes, indeed, it is 4th of July weekend coming up. So all the fireworks will be around on many of the properties on the Strip. And there's some great locations to go and watch that from. So if you're out there, if you've already booked with us, or if you're thinking of going, then 4th of July weekend is the one.
It's a crazy one. Yeah, it's a mad fireworks display. So if you are going to go, or you are in Vegas for 4th of July, and you're intending on seeing the firework display, then definitely make sure you arrive early, as it does get a bit of a squeeze on the Strip. So what are we thinking, Bronte? What's been happening?
What's been happening? A fair few. So Bottle Blonde has now literally opened. Apparently June 26th it opened. So it looked like on social media it was a bit of a soft opening maybe. Mm. But so the direct competitor, I guess, to Old Red is now open. So you've got another bar that's looking over the Strip and the fountains and stuff where Old Red is. But Old Red is more of like a country bar place, and it's got four floors, and Bottle Blonde is like a brewery. So it'll have lots of different beers and different IPAs and things like that. But it's again got four floors. So it'll be interesting to see how they compete with Old Red.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, for number one, I'm glad they finally opened, because it's been a bit of a clog. You get to that area and it's like, where do you turn? Because you can't, because that's been blocked off for so long. Yeah. It's like the traffic's been a bit all over the shop. So
all like the shops are, and the food things, and then they've just had all this construction. So finally, that's all going to be a bit more clear now.
So hopefully that's sorted, But I mean, the gaming commission, whoever sort of accepts or, you know, decides who goes where, it's a bit of a competition. I'm imagine Old Red are not too happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all due to, like you say, planning permission, the real estate, everything out there, because everybody wants a spot on the Strip.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Five Guys is opening in Venetian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's meant to be sort of September time they're opening it. It's kind of just to the right of the entrance of the
It's not in the food court?
No, it's literally like outside, as you'd go up those escalators where you go into Venetian and all the Grand Canal shops. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little bit to the right there. So I thought Five Guys is actually quite cool to open up in Vegas.
I thought that was an American brand anyway.
It is, which is why I was so surprised that they didn't have one already. Maybe
that's
crazy,
they've opened up in the UK, but not in Vegas. Yeah. So that's a bit mad.
I mean, it's kind of old news now, but shooting at this podcast, Flamingo Go Pool is now open. So anybody that's staying at Flamingo, you ain't going to get a spot.
It looks quite busy, but to me, from what clients have been saying, that it's not full, like the whole pool's not open. There's still parts of it are closed off that they're still developing and working on, but
at least it's a work
in progress,
An interesting one for all you Brits is that usually in Vegas, it's more of a, I wouldn't even call it a full board? So you don't, or it's kind of like a half board if you have resort credit.
Okay, yeah.
But the Plaza downtown are now doing an all-inclusive for their resort. So you can go there, pay your price for all your pre-food and that. And then obviously, I guess you go down to the buffets like you would in like a European country, and you can then have all your hotel stay and your food all incorporated. So
yeah, big shout out to Jonathan Jossel. I think he's the first like sort of director, owner of the hotels that has given the all-inclusive a go. I don't think though, Brunty, it's how we know all-inclusive. Like,
that's what I'm saying, like the sort of Spanish islands and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that where you go down to the buffet and you help yourself. I think what you're getting issued with is like a breakfast, lunch and dinner ticket.
Oh, so it's like resort credit then.
Yeah, okay. So it's like resort credit. So you're getting that. So it, in a way, is inclusive because you're still getting your breakfast, lunch and dinner. I'm not sure how the drinks work, whether that is unlimited, like you can just help yourself all day.
I think they'll probably, similar to the happy hours, it will be like a set menu, a set time. List. But also to touch on that, Resorts World are now scrapping their resort fees. I don't know whether or not it's because they're a little bit in trouble with trying to get revenue on the strip, but they've scrapped that now.
I think a few of the other hotels will follow suit with that, only because of the negative publicity online.
Yeah, recently.
And so it's like, a lot of the hotels are thinking of ways of, you know, putting out positive promotion, which is, oh, we scrapped the resort fees, or no longer car parking, you don't got to pay for that anymore. They're looking at ways of bringing people in and just sort of like giving something back, I think, to the to the client, to the customer. So we'll see how that pans out over the next few months, I suppose.
We will. But that wraps up news of the week. So
news of the week. I did it a bit. Love it. It was a bit delayed this time.
That's all good. Mate, Dave loves it when we do the news of the week.
Does he really?
Stuff. Yeah, bro.
Straight to the front, baby.
Straight to the front, baby.
That was for you, Disco
That's
Dave.
For you, Disco Dave. But we can talk about Vegas, our trip. I mean, obviously, I was out there with the lads, and I'll quickly just finish up on news of the week that when I'm going to be doing these from now on, obviously with it now being a global podcast and all the locations that we'll be operating from, I'll just sort of touch on the different news of the week in the different locations that we're at. But yeah, Vegas, you and me were out there. We shot a couple of podcasts. I was out there for a friend's 40th, but then obviously doing business with yourself.
Yeah.
The
great
boys,
trip, mate. Honestly, it flowed well. I think... do you know what? First things first, cheers for making it back in one piece.
Yeah,
we got back. Like, I did 4 or 5 weeks out there and it was a long stint, but
it was.
Yeah, we made it back. We're still here. We're still feeling half fresh anyway. Big shout out to Hennessy as always. Thanks for these glasses as well.
They're lush.
Unbelievable scenes.
I actually got this as well. I spoke to the brand manager. I was like, obviously, I can't get the Hennessy out in the States. So I said, don't worry, I'll get a bottle out there and we can still feature it.
Yeah. And obviously, Hennessy's global brand. So
exactly.
It ties in perfect for the new branding and where we're moving. And obviously, as you know, people that have gone to Ibiza, have been to Marbella, Dubai, this is readily available there. I feel like it's the next step, Brunty. But coming back to the trip with Vegas, it was brilliant to touch base and actually do some podcasts over there.
It was cool,
and,
wasn't it? Yeah.
And actually get some American accents on the podcast as well.
Yes.
So I thought that was a great addition.
Get their journey, get their story. And obviously, you can just see their faces light up when they talk about Vegas. Obviously, the episodes have been released now. As soon as I saw Tim or Genghis, like... oh, Vegas, like they started talking about it. I was like, see, it's just that vibe. That place.
Big up Tim, big up Genghis, big up Savannah.
Yeah. And the boys at the wraparound as well. They did
the
really
boys,
good. Just
thanks
for being
a lot
clients.
For that. Some great, like, kind words, you know, that were all involved with the business and what we do. So I hope we delivered for you guys. thanks for doing that podcast with Brunty. I really appreciate the feedback, it was a really good trip, but it seemed to be over in a flash.
It goes quick, even
for you it must have even been quicker. For me, I mean, it felt like I was there for sort of 2 weeks, even though I was there for like 4 or 5.
I think it was just for the when the boys were out there, it felt like super quick because we had some that would, you know, as we've said traditionally on a pod, land on a Thursday, go home on a Sunday. And a couple of other lads were there for the week, and then me and Dave were out there for the 12 days. That's when it started to feel a little bit long, but I think it's because all the lads have gone home,
and
you'd gone home, the heat started to ramp up.
Past May, guys, like May and June, starts really ramping up. Now we're touching into July and August. It hit
40 degrees on one of the days, and literally traveling from Cosmo to Bellagio was... We're like, nope, we're going indoors the entire
Try and stay place. In the shade. And obviously, if you'd have booked pool parties or whatever with us, we'll make sure you've got the umbrellas and you've got the shade in and that, because you need it. And make sure you pack your Factor 50.
100%,
And make sure you drink plenty of water as well.
Make sure as well that you pack kind of, if you've got two cases, if you fly a little bit nicer, like me and Steve, make sure you've packed in both cases, you know, some clothes, some essentials.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Because I lost my, well, they didn't lose my case.
Bradley lost his case with all the, what are they called? The gimbals.
Gimbals, yeah, I've lost, not lost, but yeah, didn't have all the podcast gear, including the Hennessy bottle.
So I've got that in the airport. Just be careful. I mean, that it helps, like, obviously, you couldn't help it because you needed to go indirect on that trip because you was meeting other people. But on the whole, like we've said from the beginning, it's always best if you can, if you've got the budget for it, to fly direct to Vegas rather than stop off places, because there is more of a chance of your stuff going missing.
I would say us transitioning with the global stuff, because I would say, direct flights in pretty much all these other locations that we've got. Mm-hmm. Is Dubai one of those you can do direct, or is that a stop off?
Yeah, Dubai's
one?
Direct.
You can do direct.
Direct from Gatwick, Heathrow, Stansted.
So it applies to all them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, what I'm looking at stuff at, you know, with the new win going to Ras Al Khaimah, which is the Al Marjan Island. Mm. At the moment, I think the best way of doing it is to fly into Dubai and then get a flight or drive to Ras Al Khaimah from there. So then obviously that would be an indirect flight. But overall, you can go to all these places, you know, direct straight there.
Perfect. So yeah, that was our Vegas trip. That was the news of the week. And obviously let's talk about why we're doing this rebrand, Steve, why we've decided to change it up a bit. I mean, you know, me being a Vegas enthusiast, it's why obviously we started the pod and stuff, but
yeah,
times change, everything, you know, people change, things happen. And we're now transitioning into a new era of the VIP concierge.
Yeah.
And we're doing ourselves an injustice if we don't start picking up all this, you know, extra business to be made, and all the clients that have asked for it, that saying they want to go to these other locations. So yeah, we've made a decision and we're going to be going, taking on the world, it seems.
Yeah, but no, it's not just that. I feel like it's one of them, like there's quite a lot of reasons why we've moved into a global branding rather than just the niche of Vegas. Obviously, Vegas will always be the number one for us.
Yes, because that's so don't worry, guys, we will still be doing Vegas.
But it's like, as a lot of you know, especially with Vegas and Ibiza and Marbella and the European places and whatever, it's this sort of industry is very much seasonal, especially with the pool parties and stuff. So Vegas, for example, starts in, you know, pool party season's March and goes on till sort of like mid-October.
Yeah.
And then it goes a bit quiet. But for the last 5 or 6 years, we still book places like Dubai, where a lot of Brits go over there. And obviously that's the best place for us to go during the winter times.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you were saying, we're sort of doing ourselves an injustice by just focusing on Vegas, where we, you know, we've been looking after clients in Dubai for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
Same with Ibiza, same with Marbella, same with Miami, all these different places we still send and look after clients in them destinations.
And it goes a little bit back into our roots when Steve, I don't know if you've watched our previous episodes when I kind of did a little mini interview with Steve. He actually originally started in Ibiza.
Yeah. So, well, originally started in my local town, still, like in England, but then England, progressed to do, you know, a 6 month stint in Ibiza where I sort of learned the ropes and how everything works, you know, that side. And yeah, I mean, there's guys that have, and girls that have reached out saying about coming onto the podcast. Mm-hmm. And obviously they've not been to Vegas before. They're pretty much, you know, Ibiza and Marbella sort of people. So with the rebrand, it all makes sense. We can now get them on as guests and we can talk about their journey within hospitality.
Exactly. Open so many different doors to guests. And obviously, as Steve just said there, people haven't been to Vegas, but they might have a really good story. Mm-hmm. So now we can get them back on the pod. And even if it's not one of our core locations, if they've got a crazy story in Monaco or Mykonos or wherever, then they can come on and share their story.
So yeah, and not just that. I mean, obviously people love the client stories, as we do as well. So we love listening to what people have been up to and, you know, their trips and stuff. But I feel like this allows us to bring on other types of guests as well, like, you know, hospitality owners, business owners, hotel owners, people in real estate in Dubai. You know, because that's, you know, it's, yeah, I feel like it just opens up so many more doors through the contacts and network that we have to facilitate bringing them on and you know, and ultimately educating and giving more value to you guys.
100%.
So, yeah, that's where we are.
So we'll also talk a little bit about our new setup. So do you want to tell everybody your transition on to Dubai? And
yeah,
obviously that I'll still be here in the UK. So we've still got a UK presence, guys, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, and adding on from that, I'm actually relocating to Dubai in October. So I'll be there pretty much for the winter months moving forward now. So sort of like October till March, April each year. So there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff that we've got going on over there. I mentioned the Al Marjan Island where the Wynn casino's opening, the first one in the UAE. So yeah, I'll be out there. Obviously you're coming out as well, Brunty. Yep. So, you know, we'll be able to do podcasts in Dubai. Also Ibiza and the other, you know, closer destinations. Yes. So yeah, mate, it's exciting times.
It is exciting times. We're going to be a bit everywhere, which is quite cool. But like I said, we've got the Dubai presence in especially the winter months. We're still going to have me in the UK and our team. We're going to have that presence. So don't worry. It's not like we're completely abandoning things.
Yeah.
And again, we're still going to be going out to Vegas. It's a part of our business. And then in between, we'll find the time with Marbella and Ibiza. But
yeah, mate, I feel like our vision is, as much as Vegas has always been there from the start, it's a lot bigger where we want to take this.
Yes.
We've come to a turning point, like a pivot in what we're doing. And now it just seems more like natural progression, really.
Yeah. Every business has to grow and expand and do these different and make different decisions. And like you say, adapt to the times. That's exactly what Vegas does. They adapt to the times. So,
and obviously another like main thing is with the clients we look after, a lot of them, they go to Vegas and then they want to go to these other the destinations as well, which we've not spoke about up until this point now. So yeah.
It's good.
That's it, guys. VIP Global Podcast. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned. Like, comment, subscribe, all that lovely stuff. We really appreciate it. And here's to the future, bro.
Indeed. Cheers, my friends.
Podcast one of the VIP Vegas podcast. Right, let's go. VIP Global Podcast, sorry. Fucking hell. So yeah, mate, it's good. And obviously, when I was saying about, you know, the real estate stuff, that's a massive market that we're going to be touching on. And having guests that are in like real estate brokers and stuff like that, it'd be interesting to hear their story and their connection with hospitality and where they go to party and where they go to eat in these different destinations. Yeah. So yeah, mate, I'm looking forward to it.
Bro, it's gonna be insane.
Okay, so. Perfect. So yeah, guys, stay tuned, stay with us, keep fresh.